Beatriz Martinez, a psychotherapist with more than 25 years of experience, has come up with an amazing curriculum that will help students, parents, and educators live a life without limits. Bringing concepts like meditation and visualization to her Triumph program, Beatriz has created a system that will teach children to become more emotionally literate, including audio and visual aids, student workbooks, teacher guides, and a manual for administrators. The Triumph program empowers students with 8 steps to help them tap into their unlimited potential. Diane Ray talks with Beatriz to find out more about the program and how this can be implemented in schools today.
Well, I think this is an amazing program, and my mother was a teacher for many years, and my sister is in the school system, too. She's an assistant principal, so I was really interested to read some of your ideas. And your book, Triumph, is really, it's a book and a program, and what I was reading has guidelines for a whole program that you created that incorporates videos, affirmations, audio visualizations, and ways to introduce things like meditation to the classroom. And I was wondering what inspired you to come up with this program?
Yes, Diane. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I've always told Sophia since she was very little, when I dropped her off at school, I would always say, Sophia, remember that thoughts become things, keep them beautiful. And I would just repeat this every single morning to her. And one night while I was doing my silence, basically this very loud thought came to me saying, okay, you keep telling your daughter that thoughts become things, keep them beautiful. What are you doing in your life to bring something? And I started to basically go into silence and meditate a lot into bringing something of service. And this is basically how Triumph developed. I feel that the education system is incomplete, and Triumph brings that emotional literacy component that's been missing in the school system.
Well, as I was reading over the manuscript and the information that you sent, I thought it was really great how you had the program laid out in 8 steps that introduce things like goal setting, affirmations, meditation, and other ways to help students cope and deal with feelings like fear, you know, as they go through their day. And I was hoping you could go over the 8 steps briefly with us to introduce us to the Triumph program.
Yes, definitely. They're very simple steps. I developed the curriculum in a way and the program in a way that it would be very simple to use for the educators to implement easily. And the first step is I teach students that a clearly identified target can much more easily be hit. And in that way, they're not going like blindfolded through life, not knowing what it is that they want. They need to have some kind of target that they want to accomplish. And I love a quote that Tony Robbins says. He says, setting goals is the first step, turning the invisible into visible. And that's basically what I try to teach students on that step one. Step two talks about a student who wants to learn always writes notes. And in The Little Prince, they say a goal without a plan is just a wish. And here I teach students to have a written plan, because without a written plan, you know, where they write a goal and they have some actions to accomplish the goal and a target date of completion of those goals, they're not really going to be able to get ahead either.
Right. And I have to write everything down, too.
Exactly. Everything. No. I use my phone as reminders with my goals and my things on a daily basis, you know, the things that I need to accomplish. So we teach them how important it is for goals to be accomplished, to write them down. Then step three, it's something that everybody can relate with, which is fear. Once we have set up a goal and we have our action plans, and we start to get fearful of, am I going to be able to reach that goal? How am I going to get there? And so fear basically starts to sit in. And in step three, I teach them to be aware of the different ways fear talks to them. Step four is fake it until you make it. And it's interesting, you know, because I get a lot of reaction from people when I say, step four is fake it until you make it. They're like, you're going to teach children to be fakes? And it's not that. It's a very cognitive behavioral technique. It's proven in psychology. And basically what it is an act as if technique. Here we're going to teach children that when they act as if whatever they want to accomplish is already part of their life, they start to feel more confident, and basically it's easier for them to achieve it. I introduce 2 things here on step 4, which is visualization, and I also teach them about the power of the I am with very specific audio work here Then step five has the silence, which is the power to create all things. And I teach here how to silence their mind. I always tell people that we have the hygiene for the teeth, and we brush our teeth a couple times a day, and we have, you know, we take a shower hopefully every day, but we don't teach anyone how to do hygiene of the mind. And there is nothing more powerful for the mind than silence. So with very specific audio, I teach them how it is that they can accomplish that silence of the mind. Then step six, I teach them that life is a boomerang. So when they understand that life is a boomerang, they're going to make sure that the intention they had in step five is going to be a good intention, because they're going to know that everything that you throw out there comes around and hits you again. So the intention needs to be good for them and for the world, basically. And then with step seven, which is choose people who bring you joy or add to your life, I start teaching them the importance of having a mentor in their lives. For whatever it is that they want to accomplish, they will be, you know, a group of people that are going to help them get where they need to get, which is extremely important in our lives. And then the step eight is repetition, repetition, repetition. I teach them that nothing is going to be learned unless they repeat, repeat, repeat the steps. And so the meditation is going to have to be repeated every single day. And I think we have the perfect platform with the school system, because they're there every single day. So they're going to be able to do these affirmations. They're going to be able to do the visualizations. They're going to be able to do the silence every single day. It just takes a few minutes a day, Diane, for the schools to do this. You know, I give them very, very simple audio for them to do it. 5 minutes in the morning and another 5 to 10 minutes in the afternoon, and that's all they need. So it's a very easy curriculum and program to implement in the school system.
And parents can also do this at home with their kids as well, right?
Most definitely. Absolutely. That's my dream, you know, that the parents, we have the program now in my clinic at Healthy Connections, where we can actually teach the parents, you know, how to do this if they decide to do it at home.
And if people are interested in looking over the material, you have a great website that's already set up and all of this curriculum's ready to go. So where can people go to find out all this information?
Yes, they can just go to triumphsteps.com.
Triumphsteps.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect. And also, I wanted to give you a chance to share, like, what is your hope? You know, what final message would you like the people listening today on Hay House Radio to know about your work and the Triumph program?
Yes, Diane, thank you. I think, Diane, that we are here to leave this world better than we found it. And if any of our listeners can help Triumph get to a school, we can impact hundreds of lives. And imagine how many tens of thousands we can impact if one of our listeners knows of a government official that can get this program into an entire school system. Or maybe somebody knows a media personality who's interested in the evolution of humanity and can help me, you know, promote this program even more. I think it would be just a phenomenal thing.
Well, I think this is an idea whose time has definitely come, and we need this in the schools today. And I'm so glad you could share this with us, Beatrice Martinez, and the program is Triumph, a curriculum for schools and universities, and you can find her online, triumphsteps.com.